Jose Vargas remembers his dad teaching him to hit and throw the baseball when he was just 4 years old. His father had played professionally in Mexico before moving to California. In high school, the father-son training sessions got more intense.
He would, I still give him a hard time about this, he would tie like a belt around me and then make me run with like a tire or two behind me. And he just wanted me to get like bigger and stronger and run faster. But I just felt like it was torture that he was doing that to me.
Vargas endured all that training with the dream to play Major League Baseball. In 2008, he came close. That year, the Chicago White Sox drafted him in the 22nd round and signed him for $40,000.
It was just an awesome experience, just being able to get drafted. And it was just something that I'll definitely never forget.
Vargas spent the next 3 years in the lower levels of the minor leagues. In 2011, he had to move up or he would likely be released. His spring training started well, including a home run in an opening scrimmage. But then it happened. Jose Vargas was hit on the left hand with a pitch. It forced him out of action for 2 weeks. The club let him go.
I just still remember sitting, once I got released from the White Sox, just sitting in my locker, just if I wanted to continue to play or not. You feel like your dreams are getting taken away from you.
The same day he was released, the Traverse City Beach Bums contacted him and offered him a contract for $1,200 a month. He accepted. The Traverse City Beach Bums are part of the Frontier League. It's an independent baseball league, which means it's not connected to any major league teams. Players in the Frontier League hope to move into spots like the one Vargas was cut from. At 27 years old, Vargas is running short on time. He says he feels more pressure from people asking him what he's going to do with his life. He told himself he needed one more opportunity to prove himself on the baseball diamond, and if he didn't sign with a major league team, he'd call it quits. That was last year.
The first week was going really well for the team, and then I got hit in my hand hitting and ended up breaking, they call it a boxer's fracture, it was right underneath the pinky knuckle, and I was out for 2 months in a cast.
Since he only played half a season, he's back again this year. Vargas says he wants one more full season.
Swinging a line drive right center field. Long run for Wirtz, the right fielder. He's not going to get there. That ball's going to go up against the wall. W around third. He'll score as Vargas jogs on into second with a game-tying double into right center field. We're all squared at one.
Beach Bums manager Dan Rohn is looking forward to having a healthy Jose Vargas back in the lineup on a consistent basis. Rohn calls him a stabilizing force.
But he's, you know, his numbers are just stupid in this league. You know, he had 29 home runs 2 years ago. Last year he gets hit and breaks his wrist. He's out for 3 months. So, I mean, he didn't get anything going last year. But, you know, we're looking forward to him bouncing back and just doing that thing. His leadership, quiet leadership on the field and off the field is what we're looking for. And he's just a great kid.
Vargas says whatever happens this year, he's thankful for the opportunity he's had to pursue his dream.
Last year I went into it as, you know, if something happens, if I get picked up, great, I'll continue to play. But if it doesn't, then it's just time to move on. And I've been definitely blessed to be able to play professional baseball for 6+ years.
When it does come time for him to put his baseball dream to rest, Jose Vargas says he's going to pursue a career in fitness as a personal trainer. He's just hoping that decision comes later rather than sooner. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Daniel Wanshura.